This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Welcome in Cleveland to a new kind of era in Cleveland Browns football. That open, courtesy of the University Hospitals Browns Radio Network and our guy Jake Murren, not on the board.
Yes.
We have Dan Menigan currently on the board.
Yes.
We've got the Ginger Saint of Cleveland sports doing the 2020s today. It is a locked and loaded show. The latest news is that Pete Carroll has been fired for Las Vegas. Don't worry. Tom Brady, the owner, is going to solve all the things. Don't worry about that. Jonathan Gannon, Cleveland's own, out in Arizona. And, of course, Kevin Stefanski is no longer the Browns head coach, but Andrew Berry's still here. Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. How's it going today? You sound really upbeat. Almost, dare I say, excited about this.
Not excited. I think this was the culmination, right? Like, I think if you've been paying attention, like you and I tend to do, the Browns executed the playbook flawlessly. Right? Jimmy said the right things in April at the owners' meetings. I think it was March in the owners' meetings. Hey, We own that. We all own that. And then you transition to the quarterback market where you made sure that there was no head coach on the planet that could win with that. Then you go into the season, you struggle, you trade the incumbent starting quarterback to go to the head coach's quarterback. When that doesn't work, you go to the third string quarterback, the fifth round quarterback, all the while the GM is nowhere to be seen or found. As a matter of fact, for the first time in his history with the Browns, he skips the bye week presser, putting it on the trade deadline presser, which puts it all on the head coach. And then today, after weeks of speculation, you found your fall guy. You found the guy who's the reason why all the good feelings are gone. And then now it's all better. The Browns are all better.
Yeah, it's definitely not all better. And if I'm if I'm Andrew Berry, I'd be very cautious about some of the stories he was trying to tell today, because you might end up like Pesci and Goodfellas when this is all said and done. You might end up blindsided 3 weeks from now with a head coach that decides that you don't really belong here.
I can't say that I watched a lot of the show Succession.
Love Succession. It's one of my favorite shows.
I think I was like a Billions guy and they just never
you
got
were,
around.
Yeah, but they should have interconnected. Kind of the same.
I should, but I got Tribal very early on and I stood with Bobby Axelrod. I'll just be honest about that. But in what I've seen of Succession, This season played out like that.
Well, I mean,
I don't know who Greg is. I don't know who Tom Wamsgams is. But I know. Kieran Culkin. He's
gotta,
in there somewhere.
You got to break a few Gregs to make a Tomlin. You know exactly.
I do know that line.
I like the references that you have here today. Yeah, it's like Wamsgams all of a sudden winning out here. Tom, the least likely candidate, ends up winning out. But is it? Hold on, that doesn't seem right, because Andrew Berry wasn't the least likely to win this battle, was he?
No. As a matter of fact, I think we've called for a minute how this was going to play out, that Kevin was going to be the fall guy because the because I think Andrew endeared himself a little bit more to ownership. I think he kept Haslam's ear a little bit more. And I think Andrew Berry got the drop on Kevin Stefanski.
Here's where it plays out.
But he loves and respects him.
Well, so I would
need you to know that these thought partners, that's a lifetime bromance.
Which, by the way, Andrew Berry totally in telling that story today about his daughter and his four-year-old kid being like, I had to tell my kid that, you know, Kevin isn't going to, we might have to part ways with Kevin Stefanski. And then the kid asking, well, can we still play with Kevin? Okay, fine. But what you told everyone is that you clearly had this conversation. You came up with the idea that you were firing Stefanski a long time ago. This didn't just happen this morning that you had this conversation with your daughter. I promise you it didn't happen just this morning. And so, but ultimately, why he wins out in secession style, in billion style, whatever style you want to make, you got to be friends with the kingmaker.
Yeah.
You got to get to the right hand of the person that actually makes the decisions and makes the calls. And the brilliant stroke of genius that Andrew Berry had in all of this, it wasn't being good at his job. None of that is defensible. It's the idea that he got to the right hand side of Haslam while shoving Dee Podesta out the door. And in the meanwhile, basically putting it all on Kevin Stefanski as well. Like, it's job preservation 101.
So we're stuck in this weird spot here where I think you and I both saw the merit in firing Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
And yet I also look at this and go, this is more, in my opinion, Fall Guy-ism, where every year, even when they've succeeded, like when they went 11-6 and Joe Flacco led them to the playoffs, they still had to find a fall guy for Deshaun Watson.
Every year going back to Joe Woods, they've done it.
Baker Mayfield was a fall guy. Joe Woods. And by the way, some of these guys deserve it. It was rightful grounds for termination or separation with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the process matters. I thought Jimmy Haslam's press conference today was weirder than hell. I appreciate his attempts at honesty. The logic doesn't seem to be there on some of those things, but I appreciate him doing it. But cutting it off to after, I believe, 7 or 8 questions in roughly 10 minutes was weird.
Oh, he missed Daryl's question. Daryl was big mad about that.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. Daryl was trying to ask a question, and he never got there. They never got to Daryl's question.
Yeah.
He went on Baskin and Phelps, and first thing he said out of the gate was, it'd be nice to ask a question at these press conferences.
It would be nice if the owner's going to be there in the crescendo, whatever the hell the opening is there, the lobby.
The lobby, yeah.
It'd be great if you could just...
Not the Dan lobby, actual lobby.
Yeah, no, we are pro Dan lobby. The lobby in Berea, I'm out.
Just want to make sure they're not doing broadcasts from inside Dan lobby.
So I thought the Jimmy thing was a bit of a train wreck. I do think, whether you liked it or not, I do think Andrew served some humanity into this scenario, even if he was the guy holding the knife. So it's just this weird situation of, I think there are rightful reasons why Kevin Stefanski is no longer the head coach. And I also then look back at who decided he's no longer the head coach, how the process came about, what mattered and what didn't, and think today also they tried, but it also falls a little bit in the disingenuous category. It was a weird day. Like, it really has been a weird, unsettling day. The thing that you normally get, hey, this guy, he was the problem. Bleep that guy. We got rid of him. Daddy's back, right? Like, that's the kind of thing you're used to on this. And I don't know how you can come away from this week, this weekend, this scenario and go, oh, we got it.
Well, there are so many people,
Nick. We're so good right now.
There's so many people that just don't believe in Andrew Berry. And they will never believe in Andrew Berry, to the point where if we had the number one or number two overall pick this year, the reason why they'd say don't take quarterback is because they don't trust Andrew Berry. So as long as he's still here, there's going to be an amount of people that are just frustrated and are bitter about how this situation is going. But then it also goes a little bit deeper, right? As long as Haslam's the owner here, I sound like Mike Florio now. As long as Haslam's the owner here,
are you making things up and presenting it as fact?
No, just everything is always Haslam's fault and it's Haslam's problem and he's the reason why everything is failing.
Cleveland winners, Haslam's
fault. That's like classic Florio 101 is just go to like anytime he gets trapped in a Browns convo, it's like, and you're never going to win because of Haslam. But right now, I don't have much evidence to point to reasons why he's wrong in those discussions. And so, like, there's a defeating nature to all of this and understanding that you had to get rid of Stefanski. But in keeping Berry and having the structure the way it is right now, it doesn't seem like anything's going to get that much better anytime soon.
Yeah, and I do think the lack of clarity on what candidates are going to be the right guys, what candidates are going to be the wrong guy, how the search plays out, I do think that probably the I say ambiguity, but it's the best word I can think of. I don't think that helps you in this scenario if you're the Browns. It's just, It's so weird because this situation was unlike any we've really had. In the previous times where a head coach has been fired, there's been such overwhelming evidence and literally one, maybe two positives to speak of.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of things that I think it's okay to espouse that you thought Kevin Stefanski meant to the Browns. The stability brought to the organization, as much as it might have driven us crazy. Some of the press conference stuff where he didn't let stuff get out. Like the fact that there was a time where I think a lot of us thought Kevin could really call some plays and script up an offense. There were things that I think Kevin did well. And I think it's just, it's weird to be in a position where a guy got fired that probably should have gotten fired by how the NFL works, and yet the guy left in power, even if it's a transitional period, because that was said multiple times, and I don't think anybody's touched on it enough, even in a transitional period, he's the guy who he definitively deserved to get fired worse. I understand the generality of why it happened, but I don't think that's helping me resolve whatever. And here's the other thing. I'm not really that upset by this season. Like, I've heard people...
Well, it ended on a high, and that's the interesting part about this.
So, yeah, that totally fair.
The final 2 weeks makes it very, very weird.
The final 3 weeks. I thought they played really, really well against the Bills.
And the players showed a fight that we hadn't seen them really display in the majority of the time that Stefanski had been there. Stefanski himself, once again, showed more emotion than I've ever seen him show on the sidelines.
Aggressive butt slaps.
2 weeks in a row. This is how I know that he was gone for 2 weeks, though. This is it. I told you this is going to happen. I've never seen him want this more. Spite store. Larry David Spite store.
I don't hate
Latte it. Larry's.
I don't hate it.
Stefanski, this was his spite store. This
you
is
go
what
full
this was.
Lovie Smith, better than Lovie Smith, I got to begrudgingly respect you.
I'm convinced of it. And also because the idea that, I remember we talked about it earlier.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
In the week, the idea of, like, could two wins possibly save him? Well, he won two games. It didn't matter at all. Not in the slightest bit, but he got those guys to play hard. It was the first time in forever we saw that.
Well, and I just think, like, I know we're going to play the Haslam sound at some point in this show. Guys, Vegas said they were a 5.5-win team. They won five games.
Yeah.
And they did the thing that I haven't seen a team do this side of Eric Mangini, which is they stayed in it and they played some good quality football. They went 3-4 down the stretch. They didn't collapse. And again, I can't stress this enough. I fired Kevin Stefanski again 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Then the next week, I fired him double.
I fired him a year and a half ago.
Like, we fired him together.
We did. There was the Pittsburgh game last year.
We had a little seance. We held hands. There was a kumbaya circle. There was a trust
with
the nest.
Guys. It got a little weird.
It was thought partners, and I'm not going to apologize for a damn minute of it. But it's so weird that I'm sitting here with these conflicted feelings about where this organization is and where what happened with Kevin. And honestly, I respect trying to present the human side of it, But that makes it weirder when you're like, we're going to be friends for life.
I know, that part was definitely weird.
After I fired your ass out of a cannon.
Well, all right, so it sounds like you didn't get enough of a pound of flesh, so to speak. It sounded like you wanted a little bit more, and I think there's some fans out there that wanted a little bit more.
I think I'm on the opposite side. I ended up in a spot where
they did too much?
No.
As if Dee Podesta just being gone would have been enough?
I don't know there's anything they could have done that satiated how I feel about where the organization is. Because on some level...
Why do people feel crappy about this? I'm so confused.
What
happened here? He won five games. He's won eight games in 2 years. Yep. Why is this the reaction today?
Because I don't think he's the biggest problem.
You're not alone in this.
I see
it everywhere. It feels like almost like everyone talked about it. Everyone wanted it. And then when you actually got it, it's like, oh, poor Kev.
Like, well, no, I don't think it's poor Kevin.
That's kind of the vibe that I'm getting right now.
Because he got what happened.
He deserved to have what happened.
Well, no. If you go by how the NFL works, this is what happens to coaches that win eight games in years five and six.
The problem here is that it didn't just happen. It only happened to him, and it didn't happen to Andrew Berry. Is that really the crux of this?
As if
we wanted to see more?
I think the problem is, how can you look at this and go, oh, they got this? Like, the owner is trusting the GM, who is the biggest reason for failure the last 6 years, to run a head coaching search. So he's probably not just going to get a promotion in terms of the title. He's probably going to get a promotion in terms of he's probably going to be in charge of the head coach. How do you make the worst trade in NFL history? And then you get a better job.
Okay, so if
that doesn't make any friggin' sense.
If the disease has infected the body, you haven't given it the right antibodies yet to go ahead and clear it out.
It was all a little kumbaya for me today. It's like, no, this was Game of Thrones. This was Succession. This was Dirty Business. And no matter whether there are grounds for Dirty Business or not, it's just a weird spot to then go... Like, I think there are good head coaches out there. I think there are coaches that can be what Kevin wasn't, and I think that might be the missing point, like the missing piece. I think they need something that Jimmy Haslam and Andrew Berry are not, and that is a leader of men, and somebody that I think fans can look to and have confidence. Mm-hmm. That's not an offensive coach, a defensive coach, a DBs coach, a special teams coach. That's a trait. These guys... going to be the ones to do it?
Well, and the concern there is that Andrew Berry is going to hire what his culture is. Andrew Berry is going to hire... it's funny, I was talking about Mike McCarthy earlier today, and it's like the instant reaction was like, no, you can't do McCarthy. Too much of a meathead. It's never going to work. Andrew Berry would want... He's an analytical guy. It would never work to hire somebody that people have equated to mashed potatoes. Like, it's not going to... That's not a thing that you get to do. And it's like, well, hold on. So that leader of men, that person that we're talking about, there's a whole X category of coaches that just get ripped off because he doesn't fit Andrew Berry's culture. That's a big problem, Nick.
I also think today felt like a soft launch of, man, we had so much success together, and go with God, my son. There were parts of it that felt self-congratulatory. I think that the devil is always in the details. And I certainly, Kevin's going to be fine. Kevin might end up with a better job, or he might end up with a job that maybe he feels better about with more power.
Early prediction is the Raiders, by the way, for those keeping score at home, for myself.
That's interesting because of Mendoza. I think Mendoza is everything he's wanted to be.
You got a lot of talent there. I think that's the spot.
Tom Brady's going to be Jimmy Haslam without the full stake in ownership, though. Just a word of warning there.
No, he got practice then.
That's true.
You know, it's a big warm-up.
Well, but he's never done with a minority owner. That's a real pain in the Budinski. But no, I mean, so like, you can be, I think, a little wistful about, man, there were some really good times and that's over. I don't think it's that. I just think it's a weird situation. And that doesn't mean the Browns can't come out of this. It doesn't mean that they're, you know, I'm not fatalistic on this. If you run a good search, you can find the right head coach. I don't know they will, but you can do this. But it just feels like they were very ambitious with how they were going to present this and how they were going to do this. And I just think more of it fell flat. More of it felt like self-service, self-mythologizing than it did the truth. And one of the biggest things I need from these guys going forward is I need better than rhymes with the truth. I do. And I think that's where a good head coach can do the things that maybe Kevin didn't do on the fan service side of things that I think are incredibly important on the off chance you have two bad years back to back.
I mean, that's the goal. That's the dream of it all. Just whether or not Andrew Berry is going to be open enough to see that person into the building now. But I'm still holding out some sense of wait 3 weeks from now. See what Jacksonville did last year. Just wait and see how this all goes down. They sounded very committed to Andrew, but I...
Going for the Liam Cohen, not my house, Trent Baalke.
Yeah, and here you go, Gladstone. You come on in. It's just the head coach they hire is going to, I hope, has a lot of say in everything, and to the point where they might just turn around and say, Andrew Berry, kick rocks.
So obviously today is going to be a lot about what you guys think. We do want to hear from you today. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says... At Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Don't forget to follow us along on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel as well. We want to see you guys out there. We'll see you in the YouTube chats. For the love of God, be civil today. All right.
Drop those corn emojis.
Drop those corn emojis, girl.
Let's get them going, Cornlito.
Hit to like the video. Make sure to subscribe to 92.3 The Fan. But 216-474-0092. We haven't really gotten into the meat of what we're going to get into, which is, was Stefanski the fall guy? I think he could have been incredibly fireable and somehow still, you know, the fall guy. Rosters in transition and friction. Offense taken by Jimmy Haslam in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.